Hi, welcome to Exploring Possibilities. I'm your host, Cheryl Sitz. You know, I love to facilitate personal awakening and transformation. I do it in my coaching work, as a holistic practitioner, in my events, and since 2012 on this show as well. You can listen to Exploring Possibilities on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and Google Play, where you can subscribe and rate us too so others will find us. You'll also find our shows and a lot of other goodies at journeyofpossibilities.com. We'll continue with today's show in just a moment.
Have you ever gone to a social media seminar and you have the online experts telling you, get a blog, get a website, get on social media, all this other stuff? By the time you're done with that seminar, that online expert is very good at frying your brain. And the funny part is, you come back home, you get in front of the computer, and you're lost. Hi, I am Mario with Tech Life Balance. I see this all the time. You spend so much money and still don't know what is going on with your online presence. And you know, you probably don't need all of that. Let me go ahead and translate Geek to English for you and show you what you really need, because you don't need it all. You probably only need a few components. You have a great message out there and I would like to hear it, and I definitely want to help you put it out there. I am Mario Rosales with TechLifeBalance.net. I produce this podcast because I love distributing messages. Let me help you distribute your message.
Who are you? Why are you here? What wonders and opportunities await you beyond physical death? What happened millennia ago to create the damaged earth and fractured societies you see around you? Empowering, enlightening, internationally acclaimed, the Joseph Communications books offer answers to these questions. Spiritual, concise, contemporary, non-denominational, the communications originate from Joseph, a highly evolved discarnate spirit concerned for you and the future of the planet and its peoples. The words of Joseph and his soul group give you the power to bring light and change into your own life and the lives of others, and to restore the earth. Available in paperback, ebook, and audiobook formats, the communications can be ordered today at www.thejosephcommunications.com, and also from Amazon and other major booksellers. All proceeds are used for further publishing and advertising, and to make the communications available worldwide.
We have got a lot of events coming up. I mean, I haven't even got them all on the website yet. So definitely mark down to visit journeyofpossibilities.com and click on the events tab. Maybe once a week or something, check out what's going on, what's new there. I've got some upcoming blogs on some different things that we've got going on, and then the events will be updated. So check in there and join us for some of the fun events that we've got going on. I would love to get to know you better as well as on the show. And now for the show. Today's guest, sociologist, filmmaker, and speaker Dr. Michelle Petacolas, helps professional women who struggle with grief and loss to embrace the soul's dance between worlds. I loved that when I saw it on her website. She's a PhD in sociology and draws from her own experiences of loss, particularly that of her parents, and over two decades studying with a Sufi master from Baghdad. She refers to death as an extraordinary once-in-a-lifetime experience. I knew at that point I had to talk to her. Her website is secretsoflifeanddeath.com. Welcome, Dr. Petacolas.
Thank you, Cheryl. I'm delighted to be on your show.
Oh, well, we're so glad to have you. And you have a very unique perspective. And after doing so many of these shows, my first question goes to, who is the woman behind a perspective like that? What kind of life experiences would have had to have happened for her to come to that vantage point about death, especially in the United States culture, which is not that vantage point at all? Can you tell me a little about what led you into this path?
Yes, I'd be happy to. And the interesting thing is that up until the deaths of my parents, I never gave death any thought at all. And it was the impact of their deaths, both in terms of cracking me open to my emotional landscape and the fact that I had made mistakes and I wasn't prepared, that galvanized me, that pushed me out of my comfort zone and moved me towards my real passion and purpose. It did all of that. And it's like interesting how it did that One problem was that I had been for most of my life tamping down my emotions, which is not unusual in this culture.
Right.
And certainly it was something that I had been taught by my parents. And there's something about death that can crack the shell, can break you through. And that's what happened to me. And that made me really curious. And I really took notice. It's like, whoa, what is this thing called death? And the other thing is that because I wasn't prepared, because we are a death-phobic culture, I was curious about, well, I was annoyed that I wasn't prepared and I made mistakes. And so that was what motivated me to go out and make my film series. It's like I wanted to understand what this was about. And I also wanted to help other people not make the mistakes that I did.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. So for me also, it was the death of my parents. I had some loss, but not like that. I mean, the loss of our parents, I don't care how old you are when you become an orphan, nothing quite prepares you for that feeling of, oh my goodness, my parents are gone. And like you, I had suppressed a lot as well. And so all this stuff started coming up. And we don't really, our culture is kind of like, there's a funeral and there's the gathering after the funeral. And then everybody kind of goes back to life as normal. And we're left to deal with something that we really don't spend any of our life preparing to deal with.
That's true. That's true. And that impulse to try and get back to your normal routine as quickly as possible is not only internally motivated, but the society really encourages us to do that as well. And the problem is that if you do that, you don't allow yourself to fully grieve. And losing parents is a significant loss. And I was just realizing as you were talking that not only do in a lot of losses, we lose the future. You know, you lose a spouse or heaven forbid, you lose a child. You lose the future of what would have happened, what would life have been together. But when you lose your parents, you lose your past.
Yes.
You lose your past. You lose your history. You lose the history of your ancestors if you weren't intelligent enough to ask the questions. And after you lose your parents, that's when you start to think, oh, I never asked them. Oh, what about this?